This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's now 12 minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and now we get into our conversation for the day. If you have been following the trends on social media, X and on Facebook, you must have seen, even on WhatsApp statuses, people posting pictures of fake products. Fake products from drinks to cosmetics to beverages. I mean, just name it. Fake different brands with, you see, another make with a different name, and it's been all over Twitter, all over X, all over Facebook, on WhatsApp statuses, and I'm sure you might have come across them. And it became a concern. It's been a concern for a long time, especially when you look at the fact that we're in the festive season, where people would be buying food items, consumables, etc., etc. The question you want to ask then is, okay, how are we going to tackle this problem? Well, I'm going to speak with two guests this morning. Let me introduce, first in the studio with me is Vincent Okuku, the chairman, Rivers and Bayelsa States Manufacturers Association of Nigeria. Sir, you're welcome, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
And also, via telephone, we'll be speaking with the public relations officer for NAFDAC, Cyril Monier. Sir, thank you for joining us this morning. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
All right, let's quickly get into it. And I would want to start with you, Mr. Cyril, because I know you are out of town for something quite very important that you had said yesterday, and you had to make out the time for us this morning. So quickly, let us... I don't know if you have seen the trend. Have you seen the trend, the videos, the pictures of people posting different products that they bought, fake versus original? If you have, is NAFDAC aware of this and the fact that it's becoming quite increasingly worrisome, especially this period? What is being done to tackle that problem in Rivers State?
Yes. Good morning to you and good morning to listeners. NAFDAC is a body established by law to regulate food products, cosmetics, medical devices, water, and any type of food that is manufactured and processed is entrusted in the hand of NAFDAC.
I'm not hearing.
So we have a standard, and we regulate, we make sure that the standards are kept. We visit companies and they do our regulatory activities, post-marketing surveillance, and what have you. So, most times we tell our consumers how to identify fake and genuine products. Any products that is fake, there are some telltale signs that will tell you that this product is fake. And most times we make it public to the public to be guided. So you said that there are some products being circulated in the public domain as being fake. We in NAFDAC are aware that some unscrupulous elements always go about faking products. Recently, we struck at the Area Market Abba, and I'm resting on it. We always act on information gathered from the public, the general public, and also our surveillance team.
How do you handle bars, restaurants, fast food supermarket malls, the rest of them, where people have complained and have cited fake products being sold, and drinks especially. If you go to clubs, some clubs, many clubs these days, it's increasing by the day. You have fake drinks being sold to customers, adulterated drinks, and they look so exactly like the original. The only way you can tell is after you have opened and you begin to taste it. That's when you discover that, oh, what you are drinking doesn't taste like maybe you have had the original before. What is NAFDAC doing about that? Because these things are on shelves in malls.
Well, at the foundation, there is what we call routine inspection. We visit all these, whenever we get information about these products in stores, as you mentioned, most clubs, we always go there and evacuate them and start the stores or more that are involved. Sometimes we have gone to clubs with credible information and removed some fake products.
What about their suppliers? After you remove them, do you trace to the suppliers, the people who supply these things to them?
Yes, we do that. We get their invoice and trace where the product is coming from. So we let us sit and look and allow things to go. We go to inside the market, go to malls, and pick out any product that is we suspect to be fake. And as we work in conjunction with the companies, some of them sometimes they give us the information that place is selling fake products. They are faking their products, which we act on. We don't joke with that. It's a very serious offense. And we sometimes we prosecute them. If the offense is is so big, we prosecute the outlet involved.
Okay.
Recently, in January this year, there was a place we monitored for some time at the Elios area. And they found out they were producing fake alcoholic beverages of many assorted types. Our enforcement team came there and the clamp of those on that fake product.
All right, Mr. Monye, we also have with us here, he's listening to you now, the chairman for Manufacturers Association of Nigeria in Rivers and Bayelsa State. He's right here in the studio. So I would go to him now, because some of the things you have said are quite interesting. And they're in the manufacturing field. Many would also say that manufacturers have a serious role to play to ensure that, well, their products are not come up of standard, and also try to point out those within their operations who are cutting corners. Mr. Okuku, talk to us about this, because it's becoming a problem, and because we are already in the festive season, it's not even more pressing that people don't even know what they will consume, whether it's original or they're fakes. For manufacturers, how do you identify what is original? How is there something that after manufacturing that is placed on this thing, so Nigerians will know that, oh, if you don't see this on this, then know that it's fake? How are you tackling this?
Okay, first of all, I'm happy from what the NAFDAC man is saying. You understand that we are being regulated. Now, first of all, for you to be a manufacturer, you must be licensed to produce a particular product. This product has already a template of the process for the production, which among the process of production is the quality assurance. The quality assurance makes it certain that during the production process, from the raw material to the finished product, the quality is maintained. And why manufacturers actually cannot go for counterfeit product is that once your product is identified as a counterfeited product, that's a low quality product, your market is gone. So you see that in our manufacturing association, we ourselves, we fight against this counterfeit. The major problem is these people who go and buy, I'll call it the distributors, who distribute this fake product. They know that this is a fake product. In fact, our original product, like the, an advice says, if it's not Panadol, it's not Panadol. Every unique product has a finishing specific that cannot make it the same with a fake one.
So is it that the people do not pay attention enough to look at what they are buying and
yes,
be sure see, that this one carries this and doesn't?
Yes.
That they just buy without looking?
Most of the times, consumers go after price. They don't take time to look at the product they're buying. If you take time to look at your product, you will clearly identify. Now, for that of the fake drink, there is none of the licensed manufacturer, drink manufacturer that can come so low. First of all, the production process, which is regulated, and the quality assurance put in, will never make you produce something lower. And you cannot also go to produce some other company's product in form of counterfeiting it. No, you cannot. The discipline in manufacturing sector is, so like I mentioned, a licensed manufacturer, first of all, you already have the structures to manufacture. As such, you cannot go for substandard production.
So how are the ones coming into the market if this structure is there?
These things that you see that are fake products in the market are made by people originally determined to fake, to produce fake product and sell, and distributors know them. That one will tell NAFDAC, when you catch these distributors, go after them seriously. The distributors themselves know. For example, if you know Coca-Cola, you know Coca-Cola factory, you now go and buy Coca-Cola product from a backyard somewhere. Mm. They say they are producing Coca-Cola.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a commercial. When we return from the commercial, we'll open the phone lines and we'll take questions from the listener and discussion continues.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, the conversation continues. Let's get back into it. My guest with me in the studio, Vincent Okuku, Chairman, Rivers Bayelsa State Chapter of the Manufacturers Association of Nigeria. I also have the Public Relations Officer for NAFDAC, Cyril Monier, on the line. Mr. Monier, I think we'll try to establish contact with Mr. Monier. But before we go on, if you have questions to ask, all you need to do is send us a message. Get on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. You can also call either of the numbers 0817-923-0007 or you call 0817-923-0003. I know we have questions for the NAFDAC spokesperson, so we'll try to reestablish contact with him. So that your questions would be properly directed. But to Mr. Okuku with me in the studio for the manufacturers, while the commercial was on, we had a lot to say. And this is what I would like to ask this. Some people would say the end user sometimes contribute to this because maybe they're not patient enough to look at what they're buying. Other times, perhaps they want something that's cheaper, and so you just, they're selling this drink now for this price, and so you don't look to be even sure that what you're buying is original. But what else should the end consumer look out for? You were telling me about ensuring that you buy from major distributors or identifying major distributors. Can you explain more on that? Is that one way? How does that help to tackle the problem of fake products in the market?
Yes. First and foremost, the distribution process of manufacturers are always, most of the times, their products are distributed through recognized distributors which the company recognizes. Now, these recognized distributors are the sole distributor of that product. And wherever they have an outlet, most cases, they may even put the logo of the factory in that outlet. And if there's any defect in the product which they collect from the factory, that product can be returned back.
Mm.
What I advise the end user is that once you identify a product not to be up to the standard, it's not good. There's a difference between fake and maybe defect. If the product is fake, then automatically a manufacturer can never fake a product. Rather, there could be a defect in the product, which the manufacturer would definitely replace. Once you identify that the product is not good, why tell consumers, as that you are right to whatever you buy. First of all, be sure that you are buying the right product at the right price, because sometimes we are deceived by the pricing. A fake product definitely can go for about 50% less than the original cost price of a product. Now, when you see a product that is...
Well, how would you explain the restaurants and clubs where they buy drinks and the prices are still expensive?
No, in that of the club...
Because they said it's still expensive, yeah, but it's fake.
Yeah, in that of the restaurant, it's simple. You confront the management of the hotel and they will refund, they either refund or replace.
Okay.
Yes.
Before we get on to... Mr. Moye, thank you for joining us again. Hello. All right, thank you, Mr. Moye. We want to take questions from our listener so that you respond. Let's go to Echie. Robin is calling from Echie. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Abure Andrew.
Yeah, welcome. So I have NAFDAC and Manufacturers Association of Nigeria with us in the studio. So go ahead with your contribution or questions.
Well, thank you. I'll have them speak their positions. You see, in Nigerian constitution, Chapter 2, which is fundamental objectives and directing principles of state policy, it was in Section 13. It shall be the duty and responsibility of all organs of government and of all authorities and persons exercising legislative, executive, or judicial power to conform to, observe, and apply the provisions of the chapter of this constitution. What am I saying? People think that the rot in our environment is just the politicians or the street cleaners. No. If you are settled with the responsibility to serve in any office, it's your duty to ensure you carry out your job. To your generation unborn come, Dora Akunyele will never be forgotten. You see the first NAFDAC DG, that's slow. The current NAFDAC DG, if you ask me her name or his name, I don't know. What point am I making? The governors of this state, because it's known that these are our people from the wise men from the east, are prone to messing around the market with fake products. I agree that the manufacturer coordinator there, the guest there, there's no manufacturer that will willfully like to spoil or smear his name of his brand. So he's the second columnist. Those who feel columnists, those who feel they want to benefit from where they do not so. And what is our leadership doing? The government is in place now, the executive. They have failed to supervise, to ensure that the right thing is done, because they are busy thinking about how to share what comes from Abuja. Forgetting the locals are the people who are suffering. What is the duty of a local government chairman of such an area where such crimes are being committed? You don't hear them comment. You don't hear them story. Don't hear a ref.
All right, Robin.
People,
thank you very much. Now, Mr. Monye, you heard that caller. Before we take another call, some will argue that the reason why these people are still in business, people who produce fake drinks, would be because they have people who purchase them, people who buy from them, or people that they supply. Is NAFDAC looking at tackling it also from that angle, trying to cut out those people that patronize these fake products and people who manufacture fake products?
Like I said, if there is no buyer, there will not be a producer. So we also extend our advocacy to even the consumers. We educate them on how to look out for the genuine products.
What are the things you think Nigerians need to know to look out for? Because the NAFDAC number seem not to be working anymore. I mean, anybody can put a number on anything and say it's NAFDAC number. What other things do Nigerians need to know? What are those things that they need to look out for to identify whether a product is genuine or fake?
Okay. The NAFDAC number is still working. Some numbers that is scripted in the product, when you actually look at them, you can know if you are schooled in how to identify NAFDAC number, which is one of the things we educate people on. We see that most of them are writing the appropriate way it's supposed to be. Then you can know that it's a fake number, sometimes number at all.
Okay, Monye.
Some products, they don't put...
Well, we'll come back to this. Let's take a few calls first. We'll come back to this particular point you raised with the numbers. Ibiso in Audley Road, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Congrats on the season.
Yeah, wish you same. Go ahead.
Yes, about your discussion on ground.
Mm.
To me, this same fake product keeps occurring every year. Now, for example, you go to Anambra, the same thing. And when the NAFDAC arrest them, they will tell them to court, and the judges will say that the video you find case is a wrongful finding, and they will release these people. If you go into the society again and commit the same crime, killing innocent people, not to make money by all means. Now, this is a state matter. To me, if NAFDAC are serious, they should demolish that building to show us as an example that we are serious. You know, and for example, now your brother is in the village. You buy this car, give it to them, they drink and have one problem. Tomorrow you lose that person, God forbid. And we say that we should not be asked from them that they want to take the place. Because if we take the same thing to court, then we, one way or the other, discharge them that you fight the way the case is going to be. So my suggestion, now that they're trying, but they should, yes, in fact, I prefer capital punishment.
Mm.
But this is suicide. You're engaging other people's lives that you want to make money. Who will you shock and make capsule and send to people? I want to make money. The country that is up for everybody. Don't endanger people's lives. There's enough that to approach the president, then you lose their heart. Make a capital punishment. Before demolish that building, let it serve as a testament to all people. Because you cannot just come and risk people's life. And this is the festive people that people buy things or knowing to them that they are fake products. Look at the NSA. I went to Benin in a club. They bring anything. And because of other NSAs, open and say, you fake anything. They call the guy immediately. And the organic vest. You know, in a club, and you buy maybe 100,000 for a bottle, and you bring that product into the club. So Andrew, now that you, in fact, take a capital punishment that is more little.
All right, Ibiso, thank you.
Husband, they even kill that man because they didn't attack them. And the same thing is happening. Next year, these same people will still go back to that shop and start this product again. And you demolish the shop.
All right, thank you very much. Muriel from Akrika, good morning.
Thank you, Esemi, good morning.
Go ahead, Muriel.
Esemi, did you know that my child of 6 years old, I almost did a kidney transplant for this child. It was only God that saved me, my child, that they managed to do kidney repair. I started asking myself, I said, what could be the cause? Is it from the baby food? Is it from the biscuit or the baby pan and all this bubble and this thing that we're giving it? And then the Manufacturers Association should not blame NAFTA for anything. They're supposed to be working hand in hand. They know where this is. I know there is no state that is void of this ill act, but they know where this is. It's very serious of this state. And it should have been very well, if you mean. This thing is so sad. It breaks my heart. You can't get any liquid milk. You can't get anything will bring you down. Now, if you mean, you're so scared. You give your children dinner because they need sugar. But you don't know. The children are being sick every day. If the person has to say, should not blame you back. Now that I think the leadership of Mandak, the leadership of PQN, all those people should be dropped. They fear me. They're suffering because of it. And the Mandak Association should tell us they should continue to present us when this is their product, when they're changing brand, because some of them, they change their bond cover, they change their containers. We don't know these things. We don't know. They don't tell us anything. They are not common. They are not enjoying themselves. They're suffering. They know the next product. They are taking the good one. But we don't know.
All right, Braid from Transamadi. Good morning. Before we go back to my guests, good morning, Braid.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A compliment for the school.
All right, go on. What you saying?
SPMA, you will agree with me. Almost all the callers made mention of Dora Akinyele. Why is it that the people that takes over from Dora Akinyele is not far from where she stopped? There is a serious setback in the aspect of NABDAC. Because today, if you call my 10-year-old child, you can be able to pinpoint that Dora Akinyele was NABDAC boss. But today, even as I am, I cannot remember the name of the NABDAC chairperson. And that's not a good one, because they are not operating perfectly. And Manufacturers Association, I want them to really sit down, go to the drawing table, and see what they should be able to do concerning the waste bottles that has been, the used bottles. People fix it and go and refine it. And that is the area also we get strong, because those things are not the properly delayed. And also, they should be able to look at the penalty. A strange penalty for those people that manufacture unnecessary substandard drugs and drink and beverages. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, Braid. Let's get back to Mr. Monye. Mr. Monye, you heard most of the callers. Before we come to the man in the studio, let's just get your clarity, because you were talking about the NAFDAC number. And the question I want to ask is, I said these days, the NAFDAC number even is almost not what you can bank on, because almost anybody can manufacture a product and go and look at how a NAFDAC number is written on an original one and then put it on their product and sell. And nobody can tell or know, because the NAFDAC number, how does it work? Is it that if you look at the number, you can type it to confirm if this product exists or not? What exactly does the number do on a product? That's one. And you said, if you look very well, you can identify original number from fake number. How? Because I can't identify, not to talk of a woman who is in the village or in one community, in one water site. How would she know that this number is fake or original? Aren't there more advanced methods? For instance, in the pharmaceutical industry, they will tell you you can scratch and send a pin for a particular drug and you will know if this drug is... Is there no advanced method? What new strategies is NAFDAC applying or employing to tackle this problem?
You like that message you mentioned in the pharmaceutical industry, it is also our innovation. It's not that innovation. But you know, people are so despicable that even when a fake product is manufactured, even the manufacturer finds it difficult to differentiate between his own and the fake. So it's a challenge.
So what is the use of the NAFDAC number then?
The thing is that when you suspect a brother to be sick, you when you report to us, we have a database of our registered products. And then we can actually tell you that this one is sick or not. And also the manufacturers have their letters.
Can I not on the spot, if I buy a product, Mr. Monye, if I buy a product, say I buy a drink, can I not look at the NAFDAC number on that drink and then type it on my phone so that it comes up and verifies that, okay, this NAFDAC number is registered in your database? Do I have to physically come to your office first so you go through your file before we can identify whether that number I'm seeing on that bottle is in your database?
We are evolving. I've not come to that stage that you will buy a product and you on the spot you test know whether it's but we'll come there. We get there.
All right, Mr. Monye.
Yes.
Go ahead. You want to say something?
Yes. The only solution you have is that whenever you suspect a product, you come to NAFDAC. And from there, we pick it up.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Monye. I would allow you to continue with your day now. Thank you for making time to join us. Let's get to Mr. Kuku here in the studio. We have less than 4 minutes. For man, what is the way forward? One of the callers blamed man and NAFDAC. Is there a working relationship between yourself and NAFDAC?
Yes, there's a working relationship between manufacturers and NAFDAC. In fact, for every product that NAFDAC satisfies, you have a brand logo specifically designed for your product, which are normally kept in NAFDAC file and record, and they periodically inspect to make sure that these logos and this is put in your product as you send it out. I think it is a big concern for we as manufacturing association, because this fake product, they are doing deadly effect on both the consumer and we, the manufacturer.
So how are manufacturers trying to up their game? Because these logos and all these things you say, people can print them now. We have technology. So it's just like we have our currency. We see the CBN and everybody trying to upgrade every time. Yes. So people don't fake it. So you have to try and see what you do. What strategies should manufacturers be looking at now? So people can easily identify original from the fake.
I think the strategy, like you know, because of the environment, each time we bring an idea, they want to upgrade. But we'll put our best. First of all, we had a plan whereby we have a sieve on our product that once you pick up, you know that this product is from this factory or that. We're working hard on, like I mentioned, our major problem is the distributor. If NAFDAC can deal with the distributor who distribute this fake drug. Because our major distributors complain. We complain, manufacturers. Well, we know our product.
What about the people who sell the machines that these people who produce fake products use to seal and manufacture their fake products? Somebody sell those equipments that they use to them. Mm-hmm. Have you considered looking at partnering with those companies to say these are certain requirements that you need to find out when a person wants to buy this machine for manufacturing this and that?
No, basically you cannot.
There are certain machines you can't just go and buy now. Certain printing machines, especially let's say for the Naira note, you can't get it because there are you can't just go buy it or get it. So have that been considered? Few seconds.
No, basically You cannot regulate the equipment. Once you're a manufacturer, you identify a raw material, identify a product you want to produce, you now ask for the engineers to design the machines for you.
Design the machine regardless of whether they confirm if you are a manufacturer genuinely or not.
Yeah, put a pin on your phone. You can order for the machines that produce any type of thing you want. That's the level of the development in the world now. But what we will do is like Lally mentioned, with this type of programs, we'll continue to sanitize the public.
All right.
We'll continue to also meet with NAFDAC.
We're already out of time.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for making that time to join us. Ifeyemi Andrew is my name.